And we're going to talk about getting into college, getting your kid into college. Craig, I have a junior, and there's a lot of meetings that I've been going to, and my head sometimes starts spinning. I know you've been through this process before, so you can relax, but maybe you'll have some questions to help out those parents who are looking to get their child into college. We have with us Dr. Nicole Hurd, founder and CEO of College Advisory Corps, joining us. Good morning, Dr. Hurd.
Good morning, and I don't want your head to spin, so thank you for having me on. I'm happy to help.
Well, what made you become a part of this? What made you think I need to help people in this process?
Well, it's exactly what you just referred to, which is this process can be really scary and intimidating, and we want people to know that the best investment they can make is in their education. So we are here to help navigate that process and make sure everybody finds the right college opportunity so they can launch into their dreams.
Doctor, are we talking about people, juniors now heading into their senior year or even earlier?
Or even earlier. I think the first thing I want everybody to think about is really, can you register for a college entrance exam? For the first time ever, the College Board is offering the SAT on August 26th, which is just so exciting. And so this is a bit of a game changer. As you can imagine, you can now practice during the summer when you don't have classes and you don't have sports and you've got a little downtime. So the cure for the summertime blues is going to be SAT practice this summer. We want everybody to get on the official site, which is a partnership between College Board and Khan Academy, and practice this summer.
And I guess it is about practicing, sort of the fear of the test. There's one thing about knowledge, and the other part is sort of how to take the test properly, correct?
That's right. And the beauty about the official SAT practice site is that it's actually all the content that's on the actual SAT. There's great videos on there, so you can actually learn the content over and over again. And if you practice, and think about this, it's summertime, give us 3 hours a week, which is basically like going to two movies. And for about 20 hours worth of practice, you can increase your score by 115 points. So this is one of those moments where practice actually can make a huge difference.
What are your thoughts on people who take it more than once?
So we encourage you to take it at least once, and sometimes you need to take it that second time, especially if you do that practice. Again, this is really about an SAT that doesn't just propel you forward in terms of college admissions, but it's also a way to unlock financial aid. It's a way to unlock scholarships. It's a way to unlock some of your course placements. So we want you to put your best foot forward, and sometimes that means taking the exam a second time.
Well, that exam is one part of this whole college process. Take us through some other things we can maybe do during this summer or get started right now.
Absolutely. So there's a couple of sites I want to point you to where there's some really useful information. So bigfuture.org will allow you to compare colleges. You can go on virtual tours. You can look at financial aid. If you're not a computer person, if you're an app person like my kids, then I want you to take a look at an app called College Go, which also has some great content where you can compare schools and explore schools. And the other thing I want you to do is dust off your laptop or dust off your pad of paper and start working on that college essay. You know, what a college really wants to see is your best self. And as you all know, the more you write, the better you get at it. So let's start writing this summer and put our best foot forward.
I've heard a lot about this essay. What's the key to that, to a good essay?
So the key to a good essay is really getting yourself on paper. As you can imagine, schools read thousands and thousands of essays. And so when you sit down, I want you to think about what makes me unique, what makes me tick. Can I show the cut of my mind, or can I show the passion in my heart in a few hundred words? And again, that's a hard challenge, but I think at the end of the exercise, if you can look at it and say, this really reflects me, then that's a good essay.
What are your thoughts on college visits? Should you go during the normal school year or maybe during the summer?
So I just want you to go, period. Now, obviously, if you go during the school year, you'll have a better chance to visit some classes and go to the dining hall and see it in full swing. But the reality is that all the research shows going to college campus actually increases a student's chance of actually matriculating to college. So if the only time you can go in the summer is, that's fine. Again, what I want you to do is make sure you meet with admissions and financial aid people. Make sure you get to a class, and make sure you really take a visit. So a little drive-by college visit doesn't work. I want you to spend a couple hours on that campus getting to know it. And again, if you have financial resource restraints, it's amazing how much is out there in terms of virtual college tours. So at least get online and start touring colleges that way. But it's really important that you make sure you spend some time getting the size and the feel down, because this is some place where you're going to spend, you know, the next 2 or 4 or maybe even 6 years. And you want to make sure it's a good match and fit.
And of course, the other part, as a parent, you always think about how is this going to be paid for, what kind of scholarships, financial aid. It's almost worse than tax season for me, I think, in a sense. Tell us, get some help getting the forms ready and what we need to do.
Absolutely. So one of the things we have to do is exactly what you said. You need to pull those tax forms because the FAFSA, the financial aid form, which is free, requires tax information. So I need you to pull that out and dust that off this summer as well. But again, those two sites, bigfuture.org and the app, College Go, will really help you think about price. So you can compare colleges. You can actually do a net price calculator to figure out how much college is going to cost. As you all know, there's a sticker price of what a college costs, and then there's your actual cost once you figure out your financial resources. So again, don't be afraid by that sticker price. Most people aren't going to pay sticker price. They're going to pay something once they put their financial information in that's less. And again, it's the best investment you can make. So spend some time researching so you can find a school that's affordable and will give you a meaningful credential.
How do you find the best college match? And I guess also, how many colleges should you try to apply for? How do you kind of narrow that down, or do you kind of spread it everywhere?
Well, so, you know, we want you to think about, you know, reach schools, kind of schools that are safety schools, and have a range of schools. We like schools to, students to apply at least 4 or 5 schools, which gives you some range. We don't want you to apply to too many, but we don't want you to apply to just one. And again, I really think about what's the best match and fit in terms of location, size of classes, majors, and this is why those two websites are so important, or those two pieces of technology are so important, because we want you to really do some homework. Again, this is a major investment. It's really important to spend some time looking in at, you know, what are the options and making sure that, A, you can find someplace that's affordable, and B, you'll find someplace that really gives you a meaningful credential so you can launch yourself into your career and your next step.
And again, those two websites you've been talking about, they are?
Our bigfuture.org and College Go is the app.